This is Mark Wills for Learning Without Borders. Right, I'm going to talk about Easter in France. I first went to France when I was 13 years old, and I went at Easter time, which was, of course, very exciting for me. I was very excited anyway because it was my first time abroad in another country. It was going to be France, and I was going to speak French. I was going to stay with my French pen friend, Emmanuel, and his family. Now, let me just explain what a pen friend is. Back in the 70s, the internet didn't exist. So, if you wanted to talk to somebody from another country, you had to write letters. And we wrote letters using a pen, of course. And so, we were pen friends. Emmanuel wrote in English and I wrote in French. And we started writing letters to each other a few months before I went to France for the first time. And we used to write about our town and house and family and friends and hobbies, all of the usual things that teenagers like to talk about. I still remember how excited I was when I arrived in France for the first time. Several things were different for me. To begin with, cars drove on the right-hand side of a road, not on the left like in the United Kingdom. And the cars, at that time, had yellow headlights. So it was all very strange and exotic for me. Me and my friends had come to France from England on the school bus. The school bus had travelled with us on the ferry across the English Channel from Southampton to Le Havre. So, when we got to France, of course, the school bus took us to our destination, which was a village near Le Mans, which is where the famous 24-hour car race takes place once a year. When we got to the French school, I recognised Emmanuel and his friends from the photos that he had sent me with his letters. So, I got off the bus and started talking to Emmanuel and his friends in French. And to my amazement, they spoke back to me in French and I understood what they were saying. I'll tell you what happened next in part 2. Bye for now.